Hey, Cody.
What's up?
Hey, Cody.
That to save your friends.
Hold on. Wait, Mike has a question for me.
Go ahead.
I still can't believe that to save your friends, your family, everything you love, you wouldn't have sex with a sex doll.
Nope, I would not.
Mike, would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I care about my loved ones.
Exactly. No, he already wants to have sex with a sex doll.
I don't want to have sex with a sex doll.
Yes, you do.
But if I have to save everything that I love, yes. I absolutely will.
There's a bomb about to go off, and the only way to disarm it is to just fuck that sex doll.
The trigger's inside
it's the... inside. Yeah. Like your dick has to hit the button.
Multiple times. And then you have to...
Not just pump and done. Not pumping and dumping.
So if he's in charge... Not pumping and dumping. So if it's him that's in charge, we're going to die because he's one pump chump.
Well, you have to... Anyways. No, you have to... I'd last the switch?
For you guys.
Oh, put his hand on his hand. That's not good.
Yeah, I think we're still dead at that point. Nah, you guys are done for.
You're a bad friend.
You're bad people.
And?
Wow.
What a dick.
Right?
So you're gonna be spending the rest of your life not having anything that you like, and you're gonna be like, man, really wish I fucked that sex doll.
Yeah. Maybe by then I'll care about sex dolls. I'm like,
you have to care about them. I don't understand what your thought of, like, I have to love this thing.
I never said love it.
I have to care about
this thing. Where does it stop? Like, what's the point? Everything.
So I mean, you already went to everything I ever loved, right? No matter what, would go away.
All right, so everything you love goes away, but you had to masturbate. Just regular masturbation. Would you masturbate to save everything you love?
I guess, yeah.
All right. Would you fuck a fleshlight to save everything you love? You wouldn't even fuck a fleshlight?
No.
Oh, dude, you're a terrible friend.
Yeah.
You are a terrible, terrible person.
Terrible.
Okay. I mean, nothing you're saying so far is actually like a shock to me.
It's a shock to us.
Yeah.
Well,
I thought you would care about our lives a little bit more.
Right?
Than your like weird thing about putting your dick in inanimate objects. Like,
yeah. I mean, sorry, I guess.
Would you fuck a pillow with a hot bag of soup in it?
Make it two hot bags of soup,
and then you could eat the soup afterwards.
It's true. Sex and a meal.
Yeah.
But see, it's not gross because the soup's in a bag.
Yeah.
And so technically, I never fucked the actual soup, so it's edible still.
Fucked a bag of soup.
You still fucked a bag of soup.
Yeah, no, two.
It's still better.
Two.
It's still not as good as like fucking a sex doll.
How do you know?
Because you're fucking a bag of soup.
Two bags of soup. Do you get to eat the sex doll after you have sex with it?
No, because I wouldn't want to.
But I get to have soup, so...
I wouldn't want to eat the soup either.
Why?
Because I stuck my dick near it.
On the outside?
Doesn't matter.
How does that not matter?
I wouldn't
eat that soup either.
Exactly.
Bullshit.
I mean, I would.
See?
To save everybody I love.
Now he changes the story.
No, yes.
No steaks? I ain't eating that soup.
You are exactly. eating that soup.
I'm not even a big soup fan. Why would I want dick soup?
Yeah.
You're not having dick soup. You're having former sex bag soup.
That sounds almost as bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
No, it sounds even worse. Former sex bag soup?
You don't actually have sex with the soup. That's gross.
True.
That's gross.
Then you're just basically sticking your dick in like hot water.
Yeah.
That's broth.
That doesn't do anything for you.
But you're not actually in it. It's the bag that you're
in the hot water.
I mean, it's way better. Because it's not scalding your dick inside the hot water.
Would you fuck an apple pie to save your friends?
No, the better question would be at what monetary point?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing.
Monetary?
Monetary point.
Like money wise?
Money wise.
Changing it.
Would it take you?
I care about money more than more of my friends. So.
Yes, that's what I'm getting at. All right. I understand that. Because obviously we had this discussion earlier where, what, $250 million? And you would say, fuck world peace?
Yeah, because world peace is fucking unattainable.
Yeah, so is $250 million.
How do you know?
Right now.
There are several people who have $250 million.
And are you one of them?
No, but if I had to give up world peace for it, I would be.
So at what point would it cost... Will you fuck a sex doll?
Well, first off, okay, let me ask this question. Logistics, right? How do I prove that sex with a sex doll?
Well, somebody. You're going to, like, just into it.
Okay, cool. So does anyone have to watch it? So I could lie to you and say I did it.
No, but you would have DNA evidence on the inside.
I could put DNA evidence inside of a cavity of a sex doll without actually having sex with it.
You're... you're
weirdly like anti-robot.
First off, they're not robots.
They will be eventually.
Yeah, and then maybe I'll have sex with them. Because they'll have minds of their own, sort of. They're probably programmed at that point, but we'll see what happens.
I think he's just afraid he'd like it.
No, fucking an animal object is no, it makes no sense to me.
But what, like, as it sits right now, like, because we got into this conversation because of the stand-up from, what's her name?
Whitney Cummings.
Whitney Cummings, and she has that sex doll that...
the real doll.
Well, it's a real doll, yeah.
Give it a brand name, come on now. Not a sponsor, but if they want to, Joe won't fuck one.
But Cody won't.
Would you fuck one for a sponsorship of the show? A lifetime sponsorship of the show?
No, he won't.
I would.
No, he won't.
Because I care about this podcast more than I care about you guys.
All right, so...
Wow. Might as well just unplug myself. Ooh, right,
you son of a bitch. All right, so at what point... how much money does somebody have to come up and say, hey, we'll start basic. $1,000. Would you fuck this sex doll for $1,000?
And you have to do it. None of this, like, I'm just going to, like, spunk and, like, throw it in there.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
Someone's verifying it. A third party...
I had to perform from somebody? No, that's hard enough to do with a partner.
It's being seen, but it's not. It's got dick detecting
sensors in it. It can
tell the difference already between. Tested your DNA, so they you can't.
What do you think? I have a pocket full of someone else's DNA I'm going to throw in there?
Well,
fuck you guys.
You're just making sure that you're actually fucking this sex doll. So, $1,000. You fucked a sex doll, yes or no?
No.
$100,000. Do you fuck this sex doll or no? You don't fuck a sex doll for $100,000?
I'd pay off my student loans. I'd be like, fuck yes.
Dude.
He was going to do it just for fun. So, I mean, I'm like saying $100,000 is nothing to Joe. Like, yes.
I wouldn't do it for fun. It's weird.
It definitely is weird.
But he's already admitted he would just do it. If he had a Whitney Cummings sex doll, he would have sex with it. No one said about money, no monetary anything, or any repercussions if he didn't do it.
More it would definitely be weird, but yeah.
See, there's like he's like, yeah, I'd do it.
I would have to get something back for having sex with the sex.
See, dog. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's not what you're saying at all. You're saying that you wouldn't care about your friends or anything, and you would.
Because again, that's okay. Something that would never happen.
Well, nothing that you love, you would do it for nothing that you love.
Yeah, because that's not real.
Even this podcast, which theoretically you love.
I hate this podcast every day of my life.
That sounds like bullshit. But whatever.
I just think you hate it right now.
Keep going.
No,
$200,000, you fuck that sex doll?
Nope.
$250,000, you fuck that sex doll? $500,000, do you fuck that sex doll?
Nope.
$750,000. $1 million, you fuck that sex doll?
I'll think about it.
No.
Yes or no?
Nope.
Yes or no?
$1.5 million?
Nope.
$2 million?
Nope.
What's the number?
What's the number?
Upwards of 100 million.
Upwards?
Yeah, like 100 million or more.
You're ridiculous.
Why? Why is that ridiculous?
You're ridiculous because you're not thinking about what you could do with
$1,000?
$99 million.
Right? Right?
Yeah,
we'll just say $1 million. $1 million changes your life forever.
Yeah, so does having sex with an inanimate object.
No, it doesn't.
Why not?
It doesn't.
Why would it?
Makes you feel kind of weird, but then you feel way better. Be like, oh, look, $1 million in my check account.
Right?
Yeah, so dollar, I don't think that is real bills, enough, y'all. So. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Man, you are... Do you have a picture of the ugliest person you had sex with?
A picture of? No. Yeah.
Could you...
Could I find one? Probably not.
Because...
Could I find a picture of... I could find a picture of the ugliest that I could actually get to.
If you had to choose between having sex with whatever sex doll that you wanted or having sex with the person you had the worst sex of your life with, which one are you picking?
Like, I have to have one or the other? Yes. I mean, probably the real person. I mean, it's not creepy at that point.
It's weird. I think you're weird. I think you're a bad friend. Yeah, I don't think you're being fiscally responsible. So
he's still hung up on this.
It was a little weird.
It is a little weird.
Hey, man. I don't like the thought of having sex with...
How much money would it take you to kill a person?
To kill a person?
Yeah. Well, no one's ever going to know, but you have to pull the trigger. It's somebody you don't know. Someone told you that you trust. This is a very bad person, needs to be killed, or else more people are going to get killed, but will pay you. How much money does it take for you to kill that person?
I mean, enough to never have to work again.
How much is that?
I don't know how much it would have to be. But then killing someone
$1 million. We're starting at $1 million.
$1 million? I could do it for $1 million.
You would kill somebody for $1 million, but you wouldn't fuck a sex robot for $250 million?
No, I would kill a terrible person that would you save don't know lives. That. You said that. That's yeah, what the situation was.
What if somebody was like, ah, here's your $1 million. This guy was like just fucking nobody.
It's like that movie with the big red button. You
yeah.
Get it, you get like money, but you kill somebody at the same time. I can't remember what the name of the movie was.
That's the good. Box.
The Box.
Yeah. You hit that button for $1 million?
Well, see, the thing in that one, they didn't know that, though. They didn't know the repercussions of pressing other than they're getting money.
You know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I knew...
You kill some random dude, doesn't ever affect you ever again, you don't have to see it.
No.
You don't even hear about it, but you know someone somewhere...
Is going to lose a loved one, and I wouldn't do it.
Okay. Well, at least that's good.
Yeah, you lost all your fucking friends, everything that you love...
Yeah.
...that loves you... Not anymore.
They're all dead. Who cares?
Just because you wouldn't fuck a sex doll.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
This is really
You're ridiculous.
You're ridiculous, sir.
You're ridiculous. How's that? You gave it stakes that make no sense, so I can say whatever I want.
It made perfect sense.
It makes perfect sense. I was the trying stakes to... make sense.
Yeah.
So you're trying to tell me, magically, anything and anybody I ever loved would go away...
Yes.
...just because I didn't have sex with a doll.
Yes. Yeah.
That's impossible.
I'm not saying it's not impossible.
So I wouldn't. It doesn't matter what I say.
It's just weird.
Okay, here. You want to make it a little bit more real?
Yes.
In a room.
Yep.
Me, Joe, and whoever your six closest loved ones are.
Okay.
All right. We don't need to know who they are because it'd be weird to say certain people on a podcast who will die. So me, Joe, are in there for sure, and six of your closest friends or loved ones.
Okay.
And there's just machine guns ready to mow them all down if you don't fuck a sex robot. You're just like, later, guys, sorry about your impending fucking doom.
According to him, yes.
No, I'd have sex with a sex doll. That's more tangible. That's real. Just saying they would all just go away makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. It's not that it doesn't make sense. We never stipulated how they would go away.
Yeah.
We're just leaving it open. Now he's being more specific.
Yeah, and
now
in that case, I would have sex with a sex doll. Because that's actually saving you. I'd be the hero.
The other way is saving us too, you dick.
Nah.
It's just we don't specify the way
we don't know how we're dying, but we're definitely gone.
Yeah, we're just saying that we're gone.
Do I get to pick how you die, though?
No. Damn it. No, you get no choice in this whatsoever besides fucking a sex doll or not fucking a sex doll.
I would say for Mike, he would die having sex with his list. His list would fuck him to death. That's his death. Yours?
Snooze to death. Mm.
You just died lonely like you would normally, but that's of an old age.
Thanks.
Lonely, but old and old age.
Joe's ultimate punishment is just continue on the path that you're on.
But Adam would be there for you still.
What a dick move, this guy.
You're still living with Adam, but he's with his family. Whatever guy he settles down with and his adopted kids.
You're a weird piece of shit today.
It all started because you started bringing up some weird shit.
Yeah, well.
Thanks, Whitney Cummings.
Yep.
Thanks,
it's all Joe's fault for bringing up that question.
It wasn't more of a question. I was actually making a statement about how funny it was.
That you wanted to have sex with a Whitney Cummings sex doll?
Just saying it would.
I mean, yeah. Good for you, buddy. I'm proud of you.
I'm proud that you actually would finally save us, too.
Yeah, I was worried like there's no amount of...
I mean, it did take a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, I mean,
cajoling.
Yeah, it's just finally so you guys can quit asking this fucking question because it's fucking dumb.
You're fucking dumb.
I'm saying.
Most questions are dumb.
Hence the reason I didn't really care about answering it. Also making you guys mad saying I wouldn't do it just to save your lives. It was even better. It
makes you a dickbag.
It really does make you a dickbag. Yeah. We're going to get kidnapped at Disneyland somewhere, somehow.
Oh, this it's so terrible that he kidnapped at Disneyland.
This is the most magical place in the world.
This
is going to come up, and he's going to be like, sorry, guys. Got to go. Got to stick to my morals.
Yeah.
So anti-fucking...
You'll be fine. It's Disneyland. Xbox. What could happen to you there? Ugh. You could live at Disneyland.
I didn't say that we were still at Disneyland.
You said kidnapped at Disneyland. Kidnapped
at Disneyland.
How are they going to get you out? Security's really high there.
How did they fucking kidnap you at Disneyland?
What?
Inside job.
Oh, you're fine. You're at Disneyland still.
Nah, man.
You'll be fine.
You're assuming a lot in this
well,
story.
Well, you're assuming that I wouldn't be the one kidnapped.
We're making things so vague that anything can happen, and you're just assuming these specific things.
Yeah, because it has to be real.
No, it doesn't have to be real.
Because it's a bad friend.
Exactly. Bad friend. One who cares about reality. If you were in danger in real life, I would do whatever I needed to save you.
Apparently not.
Unless it was having sex with a sex
doll. Well, unless it was a very vague thing, and then you'd be like, no, this doesn't make sense to me. It's not very realistic.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
walking
not.
Away, guys. Bye.
I need
Peace
proof
out.
Of life.
Peace out, guys.
Someone could go up, come up and say, I kidnapped your friends. I'd be like, well, I need to have proof. You need to show me you have them. And then we'll talk. About me apparently having sex with a sex doll.
Still believe that you'd just be like, well, this isn't real. This doesn't happen in real life. And you just walk away.
Doesn't happen in real life.
See? You just walk
We're
away.
All
this
white.
Is a trick. Bye.
This is a trick. Bye.
Exactly. And then you guys, oh, I guess he got
to
us.
Me to have sex with a sex doll.
See, I know.
And then we die.
Your tricks.
And then we die.
Because you...
And
then I'll feel bad. And the only way I can get any like solace and love would be to have sex with a sex doll. And then be like, this is what they were talking about. They got me at the end. My friends are dicks.
I don't like in this scenario you eventually have sex with a sex doll. If you don't save our lives by having sex with a sex doll, you better not ever fuck a sex doll. Ever, you son of a bitch.
Why would it matter? You're all dead.
It's the point.
I would have sex with a sex doll to remember you guys.
That's so weird.
I don't want that
that's
at all.
That's fucking weird, dude.
He said he'd fuck your sex doll. That's what he was saying.
It's so weird.
I'd wash it first.
Ugh.
Wait, when you say his sex doll.
Yeah,
like,
the sex doll of him.
Of him?
Yeah.
No, I'm not gay. Actually, technically, it's not gay, right? It's just no, like masturbation at that point.
Yeah, it's an inanimate.
Oh, then Denzel Washington. There's your answer.
We should have gotten straight to Denzel. We should have known better. This conversation would have
right?
been over.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, 17 minutes ago.
A long time ago, technically. So the question to you, Mike.
Yeah.
Whose sex doll would you have sex with? Since you're going to do it anyways.
If I had to?
I don't have to put stakes on it.
I don't want to have sex.
Okay, here's this.
Sex doll.
It's no crazy stakes. Like, I'm not going to fucking split Joe open and have him murdered in 9 different ways. Just say this. I let you choose. Like, you can choose whoever you want. And I give you one night with this sex doll just to see what it's like. But you can choose whatever you want. There's no, your best friends will die or fucking bullshit like that. No money.
Mike
just,
doesn't need that.
Just the experience. Well, of course he doesn't, because he's a fucking monster. Just the experience of having
a
sex doll, and it's
cool.
Like,
you called Mike a monster for being like a sexual deviant or something.
Yeah,
like
he's
that,
a sexual deviant.
He just wants
so anybody in the world,
like that.
Alive, dead, even someone in the future, who would you have? You have one night.
I don't. This is where you're.
This is like,
I don't want to have sex with a sex doll.
Kind of sounds you do.
I don't.
All right,
but he's
fine.
Saying, like,
okay.
If he did.
When you do it, right, you get $1,000 afterwards.
I would totally fuck a sex doll.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right? I know.
100%.
Yeah, so who would you pick?
This makes
the question's coming to you too, Joe.
Real
so
creepy. Yeah, you go to Joe first.
No, he's second. You're first.
Give me a group of three to choose from.
No, play. This is your fantasy. Anybody?
This is not my fantasy.
Young Helen Mirren. You can have her if you wanted to.
I mean, I would.
See, there you go.
That's fine.
But who? Like,
I fuck old Helen Mirren.
Sky's the limit. Anybody. Marilyn Monroe. You can choose her. Whatever you want to do. Be Arthur. I don't give a fuck. Climb that tree, right? What's up?
Climb that old-ass tree.
You can do the young B. Arthur, too, when she's attractive.
I don't even know what young B. Arthur looked like.
A lot like the same, but without the gray hair.
Oh, well, I'd just rather fuck old B. Arthur, if I'm being honest. At least I know I'm fucking B. Arthur at that point.
You sure this is B. Arthur? Anyhow, so what's sky's the limit. Who you taking down?
Man, there is not a way to answer this without sounding like a creep.
Well, yeah, because that's what I'm thinking. It's like, they're... No matter what you pick, like even just like in the act of doing it, it would probably be like really awkward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I mean, if you just do like a generic, yeah, like I'm into tall blondes.
No, it has to be a real person. It has to be based on a real person.
I'm sorry. We're being realistic. Yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know.
More realistic than saying $1 million.
Well, someone could want to prove a point. They use you as like a fucking research and development. Someone would be like,
honestly,
hey,
they probably do research pay and this development dude on these things
that absolutely does not want to have sex with the sex doll. And if he enjoys it, then boom, we're in. That means...
Oh, I have to enjoy it, though?
Well, you don't have
saying,
to.
He's not saying
if
you have
he does.
To.
Oh, gotcha.
If
okay.
he does.
So that's their gold standard.
Yes,
like, then we'll make like, this dude that doesn't want to have... Like, wouldn't even save his friends to have sex with the sex doll. If he enjoys it, then we just...
And that would just be a selling point of it. Like,
so this guy possible. Was going to give up his friends, but he had sex and enjoyed it with this weird doll thing. You're avoiding the answer, though, so you have to...
Oh.
Katherine Hepburn?
I'm going to go with someone contemporary. Someone.
You want to go with someone?
I know. I can't stop thinking about Helen Mirren now. I don't know why.
You're welcome.
Man, this is weird.
Yeah, see, it's strange, right?
Well, it's you strange, never made that straight. You never made the point that it was strange or anything. You
yes,
just said,
I did.
No, you didn't.
I said it's fucking weird.
No.
Yes, I did.
You said it was weird that it was like it was unrealistic that you'd be getting paid money or something.
Well,
for
yeah, that's
you've never
true.
Said that. You've never made any never, mention about the actual like if it were a celebrity or something, how awkward.
No,
it
just
would
be. The fact it's a doll, it'd be weird. Is what I said.
Yeah. Joe, you go.
Well, I said something like, Katherine Hepburn or something. Something like an old Catherine classic Hepburn, would so. Be, yeah.
Good
pick. Because, yeah, more contemporary nice. Stuff would be a little bit more awkward, I think, just because that person really is alive.
Yeah.
Mike still's answered, so.
WWE superstar Bayley. Yeah, so you didn't think I was going to go there, huh?
Okay. She's still alive, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's so weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's very weird.
He's all
to say. Yes, and if she hears she this, is. Now she thinks I'm a creep. And I lost any chance of having sex with the real her, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't going to happen anyway.
You don't know that? Have you ever seen anybody with, have you seen her with anybody?
I think she's like engaged.
To who?
I don't.
Exactly.
Her fucking fiance.
You don't know.
I know.
You don't know. He could look like you.
It's on Instagram. He doesn't at all.
Is it Will Sasso?
No, it's somebody handsome. Some handsome dude. I mean, so I got no shot. She was into ugly fat dudes. Like, I'm in.
Maybe she's settling for what's in front of her.
Maybe.
Well, actually, no. Because
so you're saying
like,
I just gotta get in front of her?
There's probably tons of you at like every like,
wrestling show. Wrestling show is a fucking... Any wrestling show you go to, and I say this as a
Joe and I thought
fan,
we lost you at like three times when we were sitting next to you.
Yeah.
Like, why is Mike walking... Oh, he's right here still.
It's like... It's a bunch of me at my worst, like, and it doesn't make me
if,
feel happy. About
if Mike there. Didn't care about his self-esteem, that's what you would be like, right?
Yeah,
gotcha. Makes sense.
You know, an extra.
You'd be that guy getting filmed on YouTube, just trashing his WWE collection because he doesn't. He didn't agree with a.
It was that kid that freaked out because The Rock won that CM Punk match. 484 fucking days.
And by the way, speaking of that, did you see your boy Superhuman's newest thing where he got speared through the railings of his stairs?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Keep getting better and better.
So,
what's up?
We just end it there. We doing two short episodes today, or what are we doing?
No, man, we're going.
Oh, okay.
Mike, why don't you tell us about Hobbs and Shaw? What do you think?
It was fun, man. Okay.
Give us your 3-in-1. Right? Your 3-in-1.
Which Transformer showed up?
Whichever one the motorcycle was.
Which GoBot?
Because I just
Psycho almost... would technically be the GoBot because that he'd be bad.
Low key, it made Autobot noises too when it was moving
That's
around.
That's what I heard.
It was made by the same team.
It was very funny.
But anyways, what are your three? What are your three things you liked and one thing you were surprised by? Go.
Just the pacing of it. because, you know, when you go to see a movie like this, at least for me, it seems like, and like even The Rock had talked about it in interviews, this is meant to be a fun summer popcorn flick. You know what I mean? Like, this is the movie he's trying to make. It's not, doesn't have to be like,
it's not Oscar contender.
Yeah, no one's expecting this movie to win like Best Picture or Best Screenplay or anything like that. And I think what kind of kills the Fast and the Furious movies is I think Vin Diesel, deep down in his heart, wants to win an Oscar for one. And it's really weird. Yeah. So, yeah. So the pacing of it. There's no lulls in it where you're just like, we haven't seen a fucking fight sequence or a chase sequence or an explosion. And, like, I don't think you can go, like, 5 minutes without seeing one of those things.
It's exactly what you want.
It's exactly what you want. So the pacing's great. The chemistry between Statham and The Rock is fantastic, which I hadn't seen because I haven't seen those two together in a movie because I didn't see the last Fast and Furious. Apparently, they're kind of grouped together within the group.
Because they never interact in the one before that, right?
They have a fight scene.
In the non-prison one?
Yeah.
Oh, they do. Okay.
That was Statham's first one.
And oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was thinking the end of the... because Statham shows up as a post-credit scene in one of them, right?
Yeah.
Which leads into the next one. Okay.
So, post-credit scene in 6. The next one's 7. He's the main bad guy.
Yeah. Oh, so he...
And he fights the Rock early on.
Does he win?
Ish. It's like the building that gets, like, blown up.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's the only way...
It's the only way to keep it, like, even.
Gotcha.
And then I never saw the next one. So apparently, from what I understand, they're like grouped together
because they're in the prison, blah blah blah.
Yeah. Gotcha. So when they kind of get paired up, like, people realize, oh, they have fun on screen chemistry, like, and they're good at talking shit to each other. Let's team them up.
We got something here.
So that's what happened in this one. Is when they're both really good action stars. Like, The Rock has made fun action movies. Jason Statham has made some really fun action movies, and they're both. It's weird because they're both very, you know, marketable and believable action stars, but they're kind of the polar opposites of what an action star can be.
Yeah, because there's the big muscle guy who just beats people's faces.
It's like having, like, if you're going old school, it's like having Schwarzenegger versus, like, Bruce Lee or something like that. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, it's like both those guys are, and I'm not putting Statham on Bruce Lee's level or anything, but I'm saying, like, believable as a badass
and like hand to hand combat type stuff, and one that's just a brute. Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah, exactly.
I've so never called The Rock a brute, but you fighting did. Style.
Brute-ish. Well, in this movie, the whole movie they're talking about how The Rock is basically, you know,
a
blunt force object, mm-hmm. and Jason Statham's like this sneaky stealth guy. Like, gotcha. It's leading the whole movie. So they're
versus a hammer.
Yeah, their chemistry is great, and then
scalpel versus sledgehammer.
All the action sequences, all the action sequences are fun. There's a couple of them where they get way over the top, as you expect,
because it's Fast and Furious.
But it doesn't get as cartoony though as some of the Fast and Furious stuff, because like the way over the top stuff is like kind of instantly grounded. Like, they bring it, like, right back. Like, there's some things. There's a scene, it's even in one of the trailers, where The Rock, like, he's in the passenger side of a car, and he grabs a dude off the motorcycle with one arm that's racing by. Like, physically not possible. His arm would rip off. And he, like, throws it. He doesn't just drop him. He, like, throws him at one point.
Is the motorcycle coming towards him or going with
him? It's going towards him.
Towards him.
Okay.
So he grabs the guy off the motorcycle
and then he throws him into a wall.
As they're driving past.
I'm okay with that.
Obviously... can't be done, right? But it's just a quick thing and it's kind of fun. He's not sitting there fucking, he doesn't throw him 50 feet in the air, and you know what I mean? The other part, the most really outrageous part, some of the car scenes that I know rubbed Joe the wrong way that you kind of see in the trailer.
They were all deflecting bullets perfectly. Yeah.
That's even kind of set up because the way they take off out of the area, it's not like a jump and then they dodge.
It rotates,
like, they're
it actually
already
goes-
kind of starting to fall off a thing. So, again, super unrealistic, but not, like, cartoony.
Not Transporter 2 going off of a flat surface and somehow
hook a bomb on a hook a bomb and then yeah. or hook or something like that.
It was
that.
A crane hook.
It was yeah. a crane yeah. hook to knock crane a bomb hook. Off.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But somehow he was able to get the car to barrel roll just off of a flat
right angle.
Flat yeah. person bridge, by the way.
And so and then the other part in the trailer where you thought well, that's ridiculous. Is you see The Rock have that Captain America moment.
With the helicopter.
With the helicopter that's mm-hmm. on the chain and on the chain and then the car. When the sequence happens, obviously super unrealistic. Everything
as one
prefaced with that. But he's not fucking pulling the helicopter. It's a very fast, like he's keeping the slack. Looks like
he's holding it.
Like he's keeping the slack so he doesn't lose. And as soon as they Statham's driving the truck or whatever, he kind of sees what's going on and he like brakes to give them more slack in the chain and he hooks it back up to the
gotcha
you know what I mean. So it's none of these moments where you're like, because when I saw that part in the trailer I was like, yo, they're like
yanked
down. Yeah, I was like, they're really gonna have The Rock just fucking slam a fucking helicopter to the ground, like,
because I thought maybe he got the injection and like so he was like
no at the and moment. That's another thing too, the injection thing, like it's very sci-fi what they did to Idris Elba. But it's not so much like a super soldier serum, more than like a series of like strengthening surgeries, I guess. I don't know. They don't really.
So this isn't like a one and done. They injected him with something, shot him with.
No, they like rays. Slowly over time been like adding to.
Like they rebuild his body or something is what I yeah. saw. Yeah.
So like they're slowly over time like adding to. So like the only moment you see is they're like. Reinforcing his spine with something at one point. And like the material that like makes him air quotes bulletproof is like something that's layered on that they're molding to his skin. It's not like they injected him with super soldier serum.
And his skin became bulletproof.
Yeah. Gotcha. So again, super unrealistic, but it's not like
it's still more
he's from outer space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't take an aerosol and all of a sudden.
And he's still capable of getting his ass whooped.
Like, fucking hope so. I gotta win.
Because the end fight scene is actually in pretty rain, fun. Right? Yeah.
I saw the extended clip part.
That one's pretty fun because.
They didn't show the climax.
The first half of it. Climax.
you're welcome.
The first half of it, Elba's just fucking both of them up at the same time. And then it's the whole, like, you know, that kind of cliche thing. They haven't been able to work together the whole time.
Once they do,
it's like. The Rock just lets Idris Elba to punch him in the face a bunch of times so Statham can get something in, and then like vice versa. So the way they do it is kind of pretty fun, but I love all the action scenes in it because it's just a throwback 80s style action movie with like a today technology budget behind it. And it's if you told me like, hey, Jason Statham and The Rock are doing a buddy cop action movie. What do you want it to look like? I'm like, this is what I want it to look like. Like
I didn't know at the time, but this is what I want.
Yeah, this is just a ridiculous.
Because if you stripped out the ridiculous, like superhuman stuff, right?
Yeah,
it would just be like them as Lethal Weapon, right?
Yeah, and obviously The Rock's at a level of like he takes some blows that would kill a real person. You know what I mean? But with that being said, yeah, it's not a huge jump from a Lethal Weapon, from a Die Hard. It's not as much of a jump as you would think going into it.
Because anything that happened in Lethal Weapon or Die Hard happened to a normal human being, there wouldn't be sequels.
Yeah.
Because he would be either dead or in a hospital where he can't move below his neck, right?
Yeah. Okay. And even makes sense. Even the scene where you see in the trailers where Idris Elba's like rappelling down the building.
Yeah, and The Rock follows him out.
And he follows him out. Well, it's like they even kind of ground that a little bit too. It's not like he just free falls and then like tackles him. You know what I mean? Like he's on the rope most of the time and the rope's rappelling down. When he gets kind of close to one guy, he jumps over to him. And like when that guy gets a little bit, he's not just free falling all the way down.
Yeah.
But dude, when he lands, it just crushes the car though. It's the two of them, you're like, would be dead for sure, but then he gets up and he gets his ass whipped by Idris Elba.
That's because he got hit by a car. Like he hit a car. Not hit by a car, but he hit a car. So he's a little bit out of sorts, you know. Idris Elba is a dick, and he took advantage of that.
Mm-hmm.
If he was a good guy, he'd be like, "Oh, nope."
And 5 minutes. Another thing too, Idris Elba's super fun as a bad guy.
He's super fun in general.
Yeah, he's just like super charming.
Except for Beast of a Nation, he was a dick.
You wanna Like, just he's just fun to watch. And this is him. He's just kind of hamming it up the whole time, nice. Too. So,
because he's Black Superman.
Yep. Yep. It's good stuff.
What was the one thing that surprised you? Spoiler alert, well, I guess.
Spoiler alert. The obvious is the Ryan Reynolds cameo.
Which is the real cameo, right? Because obviously the Kevin Hart one's like more fun.
Yeah, but but they use Kevin Hart again in another scene. So okay. He's an air marshal and he has access to airplanes, apparently. I guess.
Is that a real thing?
He knows somebody that knows somebody.
Oh, that makes more sense than him having. He's like, now I can get a plane anytime you want.
Yeah.
Pilot's license.
Yeah.
I meant access, like not just like he could fly a plane, just he no, just like goes and gets a plane. Yeah, I guess.
You can.
I can't.
Because you don't have a license. See? But it's somebody who does have a license. Fair enough. To blame.
Do they have licenses?
I don't know.
Yes.
Air marshals?
Well, I don't know if they have a license to fly a plane. I'm saying that if...
Him being an air marshal doesn't exclude him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I'm saying as a person,
it's not unrealistic.
I meant he just had access. Like, he has a plane whenever he wants type of thing.
Technically, I mean, air marshal, probably not. But as a person, yes.
But I'm saying because he's an air marshal, he can go, oh, yeah, I can play like this. That's what I meant by that.
Yeah.
Anybody could get a plane. I realize that.
But, so Kevin Hart's cameo is funny, but Ryan Reynolds' cameo is even better because he's kind of Deadpool-ish snarky. You know how we all kind of know Ryan Reynolds is? Yeah. And we kind of expect it. And he's just hamming it up so good, going back and forth with The Rock. And he plays this character who's past an acceptable amount of obsessed with The Rock's character. Like, he's kind of in love with him in a weird way, and he wants to be best friends. Like, he even jokes about...
So he's you.
Yeah.
But like a badass
version. Badass version.
Okay.
So it's way cooler.
Well, I mean, sorry, I mean...
But, yeah. So yeah, he plays the character that essentially gives The Rock his mission, which the guy who essentially gives Jason Statham's mission is Rob Delaney.
Really?
Yeah, which is a pretty funny. That's the one that nobody's really talking about because it doesn't really count as a cameo because he's not like that level of a star yet, I don't think.
Well, yeah, I mean, but why Rob Delaney?
I don't know, but it's happening in two areas, and then after they both have the scenes with their person, it's Rob Delaney and Ryan Reynolds on the phone together talking about how like, oh, I'm sure they'll put aside their differences to help save the world. And it immediately goes into the two having an argument and saying they're not going to work together. So it's pretty funny. And then Ryan Reynolds pops up one more time later on in the movie. It has some funny lines. And then at the very end, you find out he's actually a super badass, too. Like, if you're paying attention. The guy's a brick. Yeah. And then he's just hilarious, funny again. So, and then The Rock has even talked about on Instagram... without like spoiling it, but he said these cameos will give you a good idea of
the future.
When Hobbs and Shaw needs to build a team, what the foundation of that team will
be.
Yeah,
I saw that mention of that,
and I was like, yeah, give me Hobbs and Shaw 2 starring, you know, Rock, Statham, Kevin Hart, and Ryan Reynolds,
and Delaney,
Rob Delaney. Yeah,
I mean, he's got to give the missions from somewhere, right?
That's right.
He's their Bosley.
That'd be so great. And the other thing that kind of
Hobbs is Angels.
Fuck, you sold me.
Yes! I knew I'd get him eventually.
The other thing, too, is Idris Elba plays a character named Brixton. Brixton, I think? He's not the main bad guy. He's
working for somebody.
That somebody is a faceless voice, obscured voice.
Oh, disembodied, like...
Yeah.
Okay.
So you hear them talk, and it's a muffled, and the voice kind of changes.
Like the bad guy from Inspector Gadget.
That's exactly what I was thinking, too. Claw.
Okay. But it's a disguised voice. Inspector
Gadget? Right there,
buddy. Are we working our way towards Inspector The Rock?
Inspector Rock? So okay, well, you're guessing...
Can you imagine, though? Like, go, Gadget, arm, and he's just his arm. They're like... There's no gadget. They shut up. I said it.
He grabs a guy off a motorcycle and throws him into a wall.
Like, oh, got it. That's how he did it.
They just cut the part where he said, go, gadget arm before.
Yeah. He mumbles. Got him.
He doesn't like that he has to say it. Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Yeah, exactly. He's like, it's not cool.
He's like, why do I have to? He just does it. I have to say it. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
What am I, a Dragon Ball Z character?
So like that's the what you're thinking is going to be the main bad guy for the next one, and the internet's already kind of started speculating of
who it could be. But they disguise the voice, though, right?
So it's they not disguise like, the kinda... voice, so you can't go by voice.
How there's... badass would it be to be Daniel Craig?
Dude, there's a number of people. Apparently, that role was originally a little bit different and was going to be Keanu Reeves.
Brixton?
No, the...
Oh, the disembodied voice.
Yeah.
So it was going to be somebody.
It was going to be... Yeah, Keanu Reeves was in negotiations at one point.
Okay.
But they said they both didn't like... How like they thought it would be a throwaway character, and they didn't want to waste Keanu Reeves
potentially have someone else do it, because he could always come and do it again if they he make it something whatever, more. Yeah.
So they decided to keep it anonymous, voiceless, and faceless. And so the internet's already kind of speculating. I guess Charlize Theron was the main.
That's bad what guy. That's what I heard. Is Charlize Theron's was,
and I don't know how she was as what happened to her in the last one, because
apparently she died. Air quotes. Died. No body, no
proof. Idris Elba apparently died in the past, too, and it didn't fucking matter.
Yeah, see?
Michelle Rodriguez died in one of
them. Yeah, she straight up died, by the way. Yeah. And then she stayed dead for a few movies.
They're like, nah, she's alive.
She just got better with the tagline of that.
They had to give her the IV a Tussin, and it takes a while, man. Yeah, Tussin's not like fucking
Spanish. Who I. That movie was just, and she got better.
I thought it was because there was certain. Because, like I said, the voice changed a little bit.
So it could be multiple people.
I, honest to God, thought they were going to reveal it was Kurt Russell because he has history in that franchise. He plays a character by the name of Mr. Nobody in the last couple Fast movies.
With a name like that, it makes sense, too.
Well, because he's the one that got them out of prison,
out of prison in the last one. And the one before that, he reached out to Vin Diesel's character and like kind of gave them, like, his crew couldn't do it because it would legally they can't. So he... goes and he finds people that can do stuff.
Gotcha.
That if they die, they die, and they just walk away from it.
So in the one that we're in prison,
so they he was a good guy in the last two movies, and he helped. Okay. But even at the end of the movie, the voice is talking to Hobbs, and it's like, oh, you don't remember me, but you will soon, kind of thing. So it's obviously somebody that has history
from the past.
So you don't know if it's somebody we've seen on screen have history with them, or if they're just gonna build it into the story. But there's certain times where he was talking, I was like, that fucking sounds like Kurt Russell, and I was like, sure they were gonna reveal it was Kurt Russell at some point, but they never did the reveal. So I was like, well, maybe they don't have it ready yet. But all in all, like I said, it's not going to win any awards, but it's just a fun
But it
fun
wasn't movie. Meant to.
Yeah.
And I heard it did really well. It took number one.
180 million.
Yeah, the first
weekend. Which, if you're comparing it to the Fast and the Furious franchise, it doesn't hold up. But, dude, the people who are in love with the Fast and Furious movies are fucking diehard about it, dude. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, I know what. John at my work, he loves those Fast and the Furious movies, and he loved this movie so much.
Well, it's already almost made its budget back. $193.4 million right now.
That's just domestically too. And The Rock's smart about this shit too. He always
has because this weekend is China, right?
Yeah. And everything he does sells well in China, man.
Did they give the disembodied voice a name at all? Like any type of name.
Yeah, they refer to it as something, but I can't remember what it was. It wasn't an actual name. It was like a code word kind of thing.
I'm just seeing if IMDb has anything in it.
Nathan Jones was in it?
See, I saw that name pop up, and I couldn't pinpoint it. I'm not saying he wasn't, but I was like...
Nathan Jones, man.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you didn't see him in it? Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know if it got cut, like, or if he Jones? Played a masked... bad guy or something.
Russian fighter pilot, it says here.
Yeah, which I was like, what? I don't...
which, I mean, if he was
actually cool.
In a jet, he probably would be.
David Leitch, the director, made a cameo as the helicopter pilot.
Oh,
that's rad.
Thrown out the window.
I guess, I don't know. Yeah. If you say so.
Whatever.
Way to go, Mike. Brixton Lore is Idris Elba's character's name.
Yeah.
A cyber genetically enhanced terrorist working for Eton or
that's Etnin? What they call the voice.
Yeah. So that's the organization apparently.
Eton. So there's Eton assistant, Eton director, Eton computer tech.
Oh, he's a former MI6 field agent.
That's where him and
Statham oh, and that's was. Where okay, yeah, because it says
and they Deckard. Do a good job too of kind of redeeming Statham's character as not a total.
I like how bad guy. In all these descriptions, they keep referring to Hobbs as, as Dwayne's character, but every time it goes to talk about Statham's character, instead of saying Shaw, they say Deckard.
Deckard Shaw,
yeah. Even though because it's his first name,
yeah.
Even though the it's movie's Hobbs called Hobbs and Shaw. Shaw, you would think they would use the because Shaw as the descriptive one.
You say Deckard like in any other context, right there. I have no clue what
exactly. That is. That's what I'm saying.
You like, say Shaw, and I'm like, oh, that's
because everyone refers to him as Shaw. Like, even the thing Shaw. You know what I mean? That's just weird to me. But even in like description it says here, like, Hattie's brother who remains at odds with Hobbs. But even in the description of like. Of Hobbs' character, it refers to Deckard as Deckard, not Shaw. I'm like, that's fucking weird. So strange to me. That's funny. Do you know what, Hobbs' real name is? Lucas Rebecca Hobbs. His middle name's Rebecca.
Yeah, that's revealed by Reynolds.
That's amazing.
He keeps at one point keeps referring to him as Becky. And The Rock just wants to beat the shit out of him.
Because I always give you guys ladies' middle names whenever I say stuff. Plus, it makes me laugh, and that's funny because his middle name is a lady's name. I was trying to see. Oh, so Mike, I had one question. One question that came up when you were talking about it. Do they pull the normal wrestler thing and give Roman Reigns a chance to spear indoor Superman punch anybody?
He spears somebody and he does the Samoan drop. No Superman punch.
Okay. And no usually when they lines. What? He didn't talk at all?
Yeah, he's a real background character, but he has a
damn Joe.
Like yeah. Somewhat really substantial good, fight scene.
They're so good.
Yeah.
It's hard to stop eating them, right?
It is. Yeah. Good thing there's a bottomless pit in front of me. Of them.
There's
it's,
more.
It's not a bottomless pit.
It there's can be.
Physically nope. A bottom to this.
Every time jar. I've reached in there, there's more.
I mean, if you give me a second, I'll go to the bag and refill it too. So I mean.
Oh, no. Yeah, but he had no speaking lines, but he gets a pretty prominent fight sequence, and he's like all over the place on the montage time the, where they're okay, on the yeah. Island doing their
thing. Gotcha, getting ready.
Yeah, like I said, the movie's super formulaic. Like, it's real simple and straightforward.
It's not breaking any fucking boundaries of anything.
But it's just like, it's just like.
Okay, so is it more? So is it closer to what you thought it was, or more, or is it closer to what you wanted it to be?
It's closer to what I wanted it to be.
Okay,
because I wanted it to be more of a comedy than Fast and Furious was.
Gotcha.
Like, I thought that was the only way to make it fun.
Because the people I've talked to that. I've seen it, real people, not like internet, because I just stopped reading and listening to those people. They say they enjoyed it because it was more well-balanced of a movie and didn't try to take itself so serious, like, oh, we're doing this for the family. You know, that sort of bullshit. And it was more of just having a good time with it, and then the action was the action because that's what it was, and then the rest of the time it was filled with less of trying to drive a family plot, more of just like, oh, this is what we're doing. Might as well have fun with each other until some shit happens and we have to
and they very murderize easily, someone. Like, because they deal with some family stuff here and there. And
well, I mean, Hattie is Shaw's sister.
And then the fact that The Rock goes back home, which apparently you find out during the movie hasn't been there in like 25 years. And like his mom hasn't even met his kid. Like there's a little bit of tension there.
Oh.
Like even the first thing when he shows up and he sees his big brother for the first time, the big brother just punches him right in the face.
Nice.
And that's played by his actual real life cousin, right?
No.
If I read it right?
No, that one, that's played by an actual actor, Clifton something.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry. No, that's not there. One of his cousins plays his brother or something in the movie, right?
Roman Reigns.
No, another
maybe,
cousin. Yeah,
maybe another. This is just that island's chock full of giant Samoan dudes ready to beat the fuck out of people. It's fucking frightening.
Yeah, Cliff Curtis plays his older brother.
He had the most like dialogue and actually like stories, so they had to get an actual actor for that part.
I've seen Cliff Curtis in a lot of things, but every time I think of him, it automatically goes to Push, that really weird superhero movie with Chris Evans. Like, every time. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah.
But it, every time I'm like, oh, Cliff, yeah, it's from Push, right? And people are like, the fuck is Push? I'm like, it's a Cliff Collins movie. Sort of. It's Chris Evans.
The Meg.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah.
In the Meg.
For a little bit,
Statham must have got this part for him.
Yeah.
You want Samoans? Don't ask The Rock. I know Samoans.
I think he's like New Zealand or something like that, right? Which kind of makes it like, okay.
He's Polynesian of some sort, I guess.
I don't know how that works. At the risk of sounding...
He's an actor from New Zealand, so I don't know how that works, but I mean...
Looks Samoan. Long hair and a beard.
Yeah, if you ask me, if you showed him that, like
the smallest Samoan on that island, I could tell you that though.
Oh, he got daddy's genes.
Yeah, because he was not the size of anybody else in that group.
So do they explain why Shaw's working for the CIA?
Kind of half-ass ish.
Okay. Because technically he's ex-British special enforcer. Horses, yeah, right?
But he was blackballed by them.
Yeah.
He went rogue or some shit. But yeah. You find out that was Brixen's doing.
Ooh.
Brixen's group.
Tied it in, huh?
Yeah, because apparently that group is like even more so than you saw. Like, obviously, the experiments on Elba and all that shit, you know, they got money and stuff. But like, instantly, when something, when like Hobbs and Shaw got away from him the first time, he instantly set up all these reports and like went around the world about how these two defected from
their
and are now wanted for so and so. Like, he had that kind of that group that he's working for, that kind of power to instantly, okay, these people. And then you find out like he did the same thing to Shaw. So Shaw never really did anything wrong back in the day.
Gotcha.
But
his brother technically did, right? Because his brother was always a bad guy.
Yeah.
And the only reason we're after them is because technically they killed his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like one of the big Fast and Furious like nerds are super upset because the way Statham's character was introduced in a post credit scene, he's the one that killed Han, a character that everybody loved, that was part of the group.
Guy from Fast or from Tokyo Drift.
Oh, because I really thought it was the guy from Star Wars.
Well, I didn't think you thought that.
So like some people are actually still pissed off that now all of a sudden Statham's like a good guy. And like, well, fuck you. You killed like one of our favorite characters. But I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give one fuck.
And technically speaking,
he probably had really good reasons.
We just have a redemption tour in the next movie. I don't give a fuck.
Redemption tour? Because he has to go around and apologize to everybody?
Yeah. There's part of a cookie in here. I don't think that's supposed to be in there.
Eat it.
I'm not eating that cookie.
Man, really? Did I leave it in there?
Yeah, you did.
No, it's top of a mini Oreo. Because there was mini Oreos in that jar before there was M&M's in that jar.
I also just want to go on record saying this movie would be better than any movie starring Tyrese.
Yeah, I mean,
it sounds like it.
Fuck Tyrese.
What other movies does he do anyway?
He doesn't.
Belly.
That's what I thought.
Baby Boy.
Baby Boy. Oh wait, no, not Belly. Only Baby Boy. Was he in Belly?
I don't know.
I know it was Baby Boy.
That was DMX.
Was it? No, there was...
And, like, Nas, wasn't it? Was
that DMX? DMX is still doing movies?
No, this is fucking, like, 90-something.
This is before all the...
Okay, I was like, I remember him doing stuff way back when.
Yeah, it was a way back when movie.
When he did, what, Glimmer Man with Steven Seagal? Was that Glimmer Man that he did?
No, not Glimmer Man. He did Exit Wounds and...
Maybe it's Exit Wounds I'm thinking of.
No, yeah, he wasn't in Belly.
It was Ja Rule. I don't know. Maybe Half Past Dead.
Because there's a lot of people in Belly, but Tyrese wasn't in that one.
Tyrese, from what I know, he did a movie called Baby Boy and a movie called Waist Deep.
Outside of the...
just nothing that you've ever heard of or really want to see.
I remember not hating Waist Deep, but that was a long time ago. It was like 05-ish or something like that.
Well, and obviously he did some of the Transformers movies, but...
Oh, yeah, huh? He did Transformers.
Where he kept repeating his lines over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
Left cheek.
He was in Flight of the Phoenix, Four Brothers, Annapolis. I'm doing the ones we haven't mentioned yet. Death Race.
But how long ago were these?
The first Death Race?
Yeah.
Not the first, but like the
Jason. He played Joseph Machine Gun Mason. Or Machine Gun Joe Mason. Yeah, so his first movie, which was called Love Song, was in 2000. It was a television movie, so it doesn't really count. Then he had Baby Boy, where he played Joseph... Jody Summers, Too Fast, Too Furious, Flight of Phoenix, Four Brothers, Annapolis, Waist Deep, Transformers 1, The Take, which I think is the one with a bunch of people in it, right? Nope, that's a different one. Don Leguizamo was in that one, though.
Oh, shit.
Let's see. Other ones besides the Transformers movies, you have Legion. Obviously, all the Fast movies after... he's in 2 Fast, 2 Furious, and then he came back in Fast 5. El Dorado. Ride Along 2, which I never saw, so I didn't know he was in that. And that's about it. And then newer stuff.
So here's the
oh, he's in Morbius?
The only...
oh,
that's gross.
That's depressing.
The only reason I bring that up is because we talked about this a long time ago on the podcast, but apparently during the filming of Fast Furious 8, The Rock got super pissed off and was talking some shit on the internet about a bunch of his co-star being a bunch of candy asses and not, you know, not being cool.
Yeah.
So we just assumed that was over, like, producing, because that was when they were negotiating doing Hobbs and Shaw. And there are some details come about how Vin Diesel didn't want to do a spinoff. He wanted to keep everyone together. or wanting, like,
creative, family.
Yeah, creative input over Hobbs and Shaw when, like, nobody else wanted that. But then, like, shortly thereafter that, Tyrese came out and was shit-talking The Rock for splitting up the cast and trying to, like, basically chase his own franchise and shit like that. I'm like, well, it's kind of more what people want.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
nobody's begging for to see more of Tyrese.
Yeah.
Or anybody else.
Or anybody else.
Really. And so, like, that he was shit talking then. And then, when this came out recently, like, I read about it today or yesterday. I can't remember. But he shit talked the numbers that they did because, technically speaking, yes, it's the lowest opening since, like, Fast and Furious, like, 4 or 3 or something like that, mm-hmm. for a Fast and Furious movie, but not realizing this is not really a Fast and Furious movie. This is a smaller budget, new franchise spinoff, and it's going to take a minute. Like, the most you could ask for is make good money and be number one in the weekend that you're opening. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they did. And they haven't even gotten China yet, which The Rock is all about numbers in China. Even shit like Rampage, like, remember, like, we were like, oh, Rampage was fun, it's kind of a bummer nobody went and watched it, and then the China box office, it was like number one over there for like a couple months. Same thing with the building one.
Yeah, Skyscraper.
Skyscraper
Was the same way.
Like, we were like kind of bummed, we're like, fuck, that was way better than it had any business being, but like nobody watched it. And then The Rock was like, nah man, we're making this money, movies for the world.
Hold my protein shake.
Not just making this shit for America.
Challenge accepted.
But yeah, it did $180 million opening weekend. Got number one. It's posed to do good money next weekend. So it's probably going to make $300 million. Maybe a little bit more. Maybe get to $400 million. Domestically. Which, like, you can't sit there and shit talk a movie that makes $400 million domestically. And then not to mention... But yeah, he was throwing out... He even, like, used the words like, he tried to make a good movie. Like, he tried to do the numbers we do, and it's like, shut the fuck up. Nobody, like, if your character got killed off, nobody would give a fuck the next movie. You know what I mean?
Try,
like,
bring you back.
Yeah. You're not going to get that fucking Han treatment.
You're not going to get that Michelle Rodriguez
Tussin
treatment either.
Yeah, nobody gives a fuck about Tyrese's character.
If he would have never come back from Fast and too Fast, Too Furious, no one would give a shit. They're like, no one's like, oh, thank God they brought Tyrese back. Nope.
He's like, he means, to the success of that franchise, he means just as much as, like, Little Bow Wow did. Like, he just kept being
there. Oh, yeah. Little Bow Wow was in that.
Yeah. Like, they could have brought Little Bow Wow back and not Tyrese, and people would have been like, fine. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to be, like, shitting on Tyrese. Like, make your movies, make your money, but, like, you got to understand who you're going after there, man. You're shit-talking one of the most profitable actors in the last decade when it comes to box office numbers. Like, studios are obviously going to pick him over you.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, especially the fact that he's got so much more pull in the business with the $7 production being bigger and bigger. His agent, his ex-wife, is Henry Cavill's agent, and they're branching over and signing deals with Netflix now.
Right.
And they're like, dude, they are putting their fingerprint all over this business. Like, why are you going to go, Like, you know, fucking, you think Tyrese is going to get a Netflix movie now?
Fuck no.
Because nope. Because you know what The Rock's going to say? He's like, fuck that guy. If you do that, if you sign him,
I'm out.
I'm pulling out. And they're going to be like, okay, we
won't. Nobody wants right? The Rock to pull out.
No.
No. You want to get pregnant by The Rock.
No, Cody might.
Cody does for sure.
I mean, what?
It just seems odd to me that, like, he's picking this fight to go public over. It's like, dude, you're like, sixth on the call sheet.
It's his only cash cow, though.
That's yeah, and, like, he's still in the regular series. Like, you still got Fast and Furious.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's his only thing that really sounds like he has going for him. So, of course, he has to, like, try and back that up. But you know in a split second that, like you said, that if he would have gotten his own spinoff.
The wrong lid.
If he would have gotten his own spinoff.
He'd be like, yeah, we're trying to broaden the franchise.
Franchise and blah, blah, blah. Because
just from a business standpoint, wouldn't it make sense to like praise it, throw heap, promote it, you know, say it's great, and then maybe get in one later? You know what I mean? Like,
well, from an outsider's point of view, I would say definitely say that, especially, I mean, from like The Rock's point of view. For me, you can't sit there and do the same shit over and over and over again. I gave up on Fast and the Furious after number one because it was a decent movie, but that's what it was. It was, there's no replay value to that movie for me, so there's no reason for me to want to watch another after another after another after another of just vehicle stunts and weird plot points and crazy action sequences just revolving around cars.
Nah.
But after describing what Hobbs and Shaw is, if you would have called it something else, if this would not be in a Fast and the Furious franchise immediately, I would have been down for it.
Right? If it was just Hobbs and Shaw.
No. If it literally had nothing to do, it's the same movie.
It literally could have.
Luke and Deckard, how's that?
That's their same names. Well, the same movie, plot point for plot point, but it's that they're different actor names. They're it's different not, names. Not that universe. Not, it's not that universe.
All ties from Fast and Furious.
It would have had a bigger draw for me.
Yeah, and it just seems. And the other thing that seems weird too is like Vin Diesel is still, because he has so much control over the Fast and Furious franchise, is like he didn't once promote this movie at all.
Red Notice, that's what it was. I was trying to remember the Netflix one.
The Netflix one.
Yeah, Red Notice.
But like the fact that he didn't promote this movie at all is just like, dude, this is your, like, this is still kind of part of your baby, dude. Like the better this movie does.
Fast and the Furious presents Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, like you're still cutting a check off the money this movie makes. Like I don't understand why everyone is just not like okay with growing the brand and having different options.
Yeah.
And covering, because I'm more apt to see a Hobbs and Shaw movie than I am to see the next Fast and Furious movie.
And you're making money no matter what.
Yeah. And you're gonna, dude, all those fucking junior high kids are gonna flock to see the next Fast and Furious movie no matter what. It's gonna make fucking $1 billion. Like, that's fine.
But like, it's not a movie. Why not
have a movie every year instead and have it be different groups? Instead of just having one every 3 years.
Yeah.
Everybody but Tyrese.
They do like a Call of Duty thing where they swap every other year is a different.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do have Hobbs and Shaw type movie 1 year and then you do.
It's just silly to me. And The Rock's been like real political and cool about it. But like, I so bad when he just post an Instagram video saying he's going to beat the fuck out of Tyrese would be the best promotion for that movie ever.
Box office just.
I don't think he wants to give Tyrese that even like that press even. He's like, nah, I'm good.
I'm waiting for somebody to post an article breaking down all the instances and everything said and like a timeline of it, because I'm very interested. And it just seems weird that just because it didn't do the money the last couple Fast and Furious movies did, it's a failure. I'm like, no, this is a big success, dude.
Yeah. Taken on its own with especially whatever budget it actually was made with.
200 million.
You know, 200 million.
It needs to do 600 million to break even.
Because advertising
stuff, yeah.
Because, you know, two times as much money to make it to produce is to promote it. So, mm-hmm. They are flying the cast and crew to China for a separate premiere. So, I mean, that does add up quite a bit.
Yeah. Which, once you include China, they could easily hit that.
The $194 million is so far worldwide because it hasn't premiered in China yet.
Right.
It only did like $64 million outside of the United States.
Because it's still, if I'm not mistaken, Germany and China are like their
some nonsense. Yeah,
like most of China Asia, and another one. China's always the big one.
Yeah, China will drop a couple, like million, couple hundred million movies on
a year.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always going to be a Rock movie for sure.
Yeah. I mean, if he gets fucking Rampage opened up in China,
yeah, exactly.
He's getting the Fast and Furious movie opened up there too. So
maybe that's why they pushed back Jungle Cruise.
Maybe.
So like, well, we need to, because Jumanji will definitely probably be there. But Jumanji will be good here in general anyways.
Yep.
Booyah.
Sex Robots and Hobbs and Shaw. Weird podcast, guys.
Way to go.
Yep.
Speaking of which, actually, comes next. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I'm Cody. That's it for this week's episode, everybody. As usual, you fuckers just came naturally.